Welcome back to the Red Dice Diaries podcast. I'm John, and in a few spare moments between recording RPG A Day 2019 episodes, I thought I'd just put a quick bonus episode in there to cover a few messages that I received from Spencer, who runs the excellent podcast Keep Off the Borderlands, otherwise known as Freethought. So take it away, Spencer.
Hey, John, it's really great to hear from you. I'm a big fan of the Red Dice Diaries, and but I haven't felt that I've had much to contribute to discussions thus far. But I'm really glad that you picked up on what I was attempting to say about the adding the punk label to things. Yes, because on listening back to the episode, I don't think that came across very well at all. So I'm glad you're able to pick that up. Like I say, great to hear from you, and hopefully I'll have something to contribute to your show soon. Okay, take care, John.
As I said, that's Spencer there, a.k.a. Free Thrall from the Keep Off the Borderlands podcast. Probably one of the people who plays the least but has some of the most worthwhile stuff to say, certainly in my point of view. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast, Spencer. Apologies, it's taken me a little bit of time to get round to answering this. We're just getting into LARP season where I'm at the minute, so it means my time to do episodes is stretched quite thin, but I'm trying to get back on my horse, as it were, with the RPG A Day episodes and get Hannah involved in some of the recordings as well. So hopefully you'll enjoy them. Feel free to drop me a message and let me know what you think, and not at all a problem about working out what you meant in your punk episode. I really enjoyed listening to that, and I thought it came across absolutely fine. Really loving your podcast, dude. Please keep it up. And like I say, don't worry that you've not got anything to contribute to my podcast. If you've got any thoughts or any ideas at all, feel free to chuck them in a message and send them across. I really do enjoy listening to them. So let's crack straight on with another voicemail from Spencer.
Hi, John. Thank you for your messages. I think that's an extremely valid point, that politics is infecting all areas of our life at the moment. It's just a shame with, RPG being primarily a matter of escapism and, the real world kind of infecting that. And I'm sure that I'm the same as you. We grew up in a world where censorship was kind of a pursuit, or a more conservative pursuit, shall we say. And now that seems to be coming from the other direction, which is disappointing, I suppose, more than anything else, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, thanks for your calls, and speak soon. Take care.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Spencer. I think it's just the way of the world. It's a natural thing that certainly with RPGs, as they're becoming more popular and more a part of everyday life, politics, which is obviously a huge part of life and determines the way that the world swings, so to speak, is going to be brought more and more into it. And also, as the player base and the amount of people involved in RPGs starts becoming more diverse and more broad, which is obviously a good thing in many respects, we're also going to get more clashing ideologies and different points of view coming into it. And as I say, whilst that's a good thing, it also means we're going to have a little bit more drama, a little bit more sort of clashing of ideologies as we go on. But that's just unfortunately one of those things, you know, you've got to sort of take the rough with the smooth. And I think in the end, in the trade-off for having all these wonderful and diverse different ideas and viewpoints, it's not a bad trade-off when you come to think of it. Although I don't deny it can be a little bit frustrating at times. So let's move on to Spencer's final voicemail for this bonus episode.
Hey, John. Yes, solo play. I must say I don't have extensive experience of it. It's just something I dabbled in, but I think I've looked into it enough to maybe get an episode out of it. Also, I think I might address the basic D&D editions as well. Do a brief overview of that, because they're Well, that doesn't seem to be too clear to a lot of people as well. So, yeah, keep an ear out for that. Take care.
So that's the final voicemail from Spencer at Keep Off the Borderlands for this bonus episode. And if you've not listened to Keep Off the Borderlands, go and have a listen to Spencer's podcast. It's an excellent listen. I'll put a link to that in the blog post that has these in the description of this episode. I really do recommend you go and give it a listen. Since leaving this message, Spencer's done a fair few episodes themed around the idea of solo play, and I've really enjoyed listening to them, and it's put me back in touch with my love of fighting fantasy games and some of the books that first got me into this hobby in the first place. So it's really been great to sort of like reconnect with all those old memories, and I'm grateful to Spencer for putting those episodes out, and also various other people like Tim from Gothridge Manor and people like that who've also delved into solo play. So that's been really interesting to hear. So that's it for this bonus episode. Thank you very much, Spencer, for all of the voicemails. And to anyone else listening, if you've got any suggestions or comments for things you'd like to see in the future of the podcast, you want to have a general moan about RPGs, you want to tell me what you think about some of my content, or just shoot the breeze of me, feel free to email me at reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. I can't tell you how much I appreciate receiving these messages, and also they spur some of my more interesting content. So please, please don't hesitate. If you've got a bit of an idea, send it in on the voicemails, and I hope to hear from you all soon. Until then, take care. Whenever you're playing, have fun.